You're set, sir.
All right. Thank you all for attending today. Rick, can you please go ahead? We'll do roll call.
Okay. Starting the meeting of the Human Relations Commission on Wednesday, February the 11th, 2026. Time I have is 5:19 p.m. And roll call, Ashley Jackson.
Here.
Eric Howard.
Then.
Cedric Smith.
Here.
Belen Sisk. No Belen. Josue Romero.
Here.
Okay, and then Iris Berry. And John Dalton.
Here.
Hey, we have a quorum.
All right. Moving to section two. Did everyone have a chance to review the minutes?
I did have an opportunity to review them, and they looked good. I kind of skimmed through them, but reading through it, I don't believe there was any errors.
Great. How about you, Eric? Josue?
Yeah, I read through them, and it looks good to me.
Okay. All right, so I motion to approve the minutes for January 14th. Can I get a second?
Second.
Rick,
excuse me. For approval of the minutes, Ashley?
Aye.
Eric? Cedric?
Aye.
Josue?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0.
All right, moving to section three, call to audience. I don't think we have anyone else here. All right, moving on to section four, update from HRC representative for the LGBTQ+. Go ahead, Josue.
There was a meeting last night, there'll be more to come, but the conversation that primarily took, the focus of the meeting was the news that came out of, Tucson Pride, the cancellation of the event, but then they are dissolving the organization. And so there was conversations around what the future might look like, an upcoming resolution that might be introduced to mayor and council around the future of the LGBTQ plus commission and the way the city can be involved in whatever organization fills the gap of Tucson Pride. But there will be more to come. Rocky Perez, who is a former council member, it's sort of like doing listening sessions or connecting with groups. And then has drafted a resolution. But then there will be a more updated, final presentation to the commission in the coming months.
Okay. Thank you for sharing. So when you said dissolve the org, you meant the Tucson Pride org, correct?
Yes. Okay. Correct.
Does anyone have any questions or anything?
He said there's drafting a resolution. What is the call to action on that resolution? Do you know?
My understanding, based on what I was able to read or look at, is that it will be creating, evolving the commission to exist in a different capacity. And then it would be also create a separate organization, separate from the city, but more of like a nonprofit that will sort of work in collaboration with the commission to establish or to like be the foundation for whatever version of Tucson Pride comes next. But it's still very early where I think, Rocky and other council members that he's been connecting with are still, I think, trying to envision what that's going to look like. I know the LGBTQ plus commission had a lot more questions than what was provided to us as information. And so it was just like more will come in the coming like months. And so I don't have a lot more to share because I think they're still figuring that out.
Good question. Is there anyone would like to bring anything else up or ask any other additional questions?
So to clarify, you're saying that the part of the action is to, I thought you said evolve the commission, their commission, or is it the Tucson Pride organization, or is it both?
It would be to evolve the LGBTQ plus commission and to exist in a different capacity. And then in that capacity, it will, in a way, have, at least my understanding, is that there will be an oversight of whatever organization is created to fill the gap that Tucson Pride left behind.
All right, moving on to section five. I have not had a chance to check my emails, but I did call Kano's office, left a message, and have not been called back. There was not a return call, so I am still kind of waiting on that. An update. I don't know if Eric heard anything or received any information or any updates, but I have not.
I think last month I shared that the two members of the subcommittee reached out to Kano personally because they have a personal relationship and just teed up that we're looking to have, you know, more conversation with them around the resolution, and saying that this letter is coming from the commission at some point. I did hear back from her, Alicia, who sent that email, and she just said that his chief of staff is aware of the invitation, and that they are open and receptive to working with us, but basically it's kind of a waiting pattern right now, and I'm not sure what, if they're waiting for the official, you know, letter to come from the HRC, or if Kano's chief of staff is, you know, yet to be in touch with them. I think it was good that you called his office. I don't know if it's worth getting in touch though with the city clerk's office or anybody from the city to see what, where this is at in their list of, I understand that the council has to approve it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a question for Rick.
And just to chime in with that, we're still waiting from the mayor's office on that. What I can do is, first thing in the morning is get out another email, see if that doesn't get a response, and then I can copy you guys with there is a response on that.
That would be great if you might be able to follow up and see where this is at. I think, you know, we're the overall vibe is that everybody seems very open to having continuing the conversation. My I guess, personal drive is to kind of honor the part of the resolution that says this is an emergency on the very top that says we're going to treat it like an emergency. And people, I think, I just want to make sure that people are kind of treating this as a priority, and I don't want to lose momentum. So it's kind of where I'm at, and wanting to make sure that this continues to follow through.
Thank you both. Appreciate it. Next, section 6, review the HRC flyer. Have everyone had a chance to take a look at the flyer?
Yes, sir. I have had an opportunity to look at it. The only adjustment that I would potentially make, if it's possible, is just I know we have a specific day and time that we meet, and under that meetings and public participation column, just a little bit more specificity about we meet, you know, on the second day.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, just to let people know that it's right there on that flyer.
Great point. Thank you. Are we able to make that edit? Rick, do you have the outline? Are we able to make that edit, the original copy?
Eric is the one that had the
Sorry.
Let's see. So I just want to make, so you're saying on the meeting and public participation, that section, it says open to the public monthly online. And you're saying, you're suggesting we add, on the second, Wednesday of the month.
Yeah, that was
yes,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like if we say that, maybe that level of specificity, maybe it's wise to also just say at 5:15, but then the more specific we get, the more, you know, every year we would have to probably revise this, which is okay. But, you know, I don't want to date, this, I guess, in a way that, you know, we can't use it, for multiple years, if that makes sense.
I see your point. I didn't have a chance. Does the link on the bottom? Let's see if I get a page. What is this? So they would just have to type in that link and follow it. Let's see.
Yeah, it's the link takes them to the city website. And I did put in the full link, you know, to the HRC, but that was like, that was a lot of text. It was like a paragraph. Mm-hmm. And then I thought of it, well, maybe I could use like a, you know, short URL kind of software, but then I didn't know if we could do that with the city, with, you know, something that the city endorses.
Yeah, so like edit the hyperlink or something like that.
Yeah. Well, now that you say that, maybe I could put, you know, TucsonAZ.gov and then hyperlink that in the PDF. And then at least if it's digital, you know, digitally distributed, anybody who gets that, you know, could still click on the link and it goes straight to our HRC work. But if they type it in, it would just go straight to the city site.
City, yeah.
I want, would it be possible to maybe include some text? Because I do think if we add the date and time, maybe we can add, and I think it would require a little more reformatting, but maybe to say some language that says to just double, to confirm on the page as like date and time might change to, from I think I've seen flyers that have language that kind of share the date and time. And then underneath there's like fine print that says,
like subject to change.
Yeah. Subject to change, refer to the website. And then I wondered about, because I do think that it makes sense to say like Tucson or the general city website, but I wondered if we could add like a QR code that then links it directly to the commission page. So like if someone scans it on their phone, it will take them straight there. And that would be used if like if it was a printed flyer that we put out about or like take places.
Yeah. Look, see, you young kids, you guys come up with some great ideas. I didn't even think of the QR code. You think we can go ahead, Rick, Eric, sorry.
No, I think that's a good idea. So this had to get approval from like somebody from the city. And for a QR code, I'm not sure how much we can do, I guess, on our end. So I left it pretty, you know, bare bones and generic. I'm not sure if a QR code is something that you have to maintain. You know, if it goes to a website, for example, that gets changed over time, you know, that QR code might not be might be decommissioned, I guess, if the site it goes to changes. And I'm not sure if that's something the city would have to generate, you know, Emily?
I think we can check with the city about the generating of the QR code. I do know that as long as even if the website changes, as long as the link, like, is the same, people will still be able to access it. Like, even if, like, year to year, like, it gets updated, as long as, like, the URL remains the same, people will still be able to access it. And I think that I'm assuming that like the commission's page wouldn't the name of the commission wouldn't change in like the next year or so. Or like the URL. Mm-hmm. I think it's something worth looking into.
Okay. I think those are great ideas, and I'll summarize in a second, but anything else related to the, you know, the title, the text? These pictures are just from a, you know, generic kind of common website that allows for public use, so I'm not worried about like copyright stuff or anything like that there. And the city clerk's office, I just got that number from, I think, the city. I presume that is accurate and somebody looked at that and that is indeed the number you want to advertise. Double check on that. What I'm hearing is open to the public monthly, second Wednesday. Might as well say 5:15 p.m. online. Subject to change underneath that. Something like refer to the website or something like that for most up-to-date information. And then explore the idea of a QR code. That could take, so part of the reason why I wanted to put this together is, you know, there's this talk about there's a brochure somewhere else, that we've been trying to get our hands on. And, as we've been doing the work with, the water, remediation contamination work with the group, people have asked for something. And so I pulled this together in kind of a quick way, to be able to help advertise in these areas where people want to know what the commission does. So I wouldn't want to, I guess, take too much more time to figure out a QR code, but maybe what we could do is approve this tonight and say, approve the language of the pacing of the monthly meetings with that, you know, second Wednesday of the month, you know, 5:15, subject has changed, and then add in a QR code at a time that it could be available, and we can approve. I don't know if we can approve that.
I think we could probably revote on it once, you know, at that specific time that we want to have it placed. But yeah, I agree. We could move to vote on a flyer, approve the language, and add the second Wednesday, 5:15 p.m. online.
Yeah, subject to change or something to that effect. You know, check the website for most up to date information, something like that.
Yeah. Okay. That being said, I will move to approve and vote the flyer language, approve the language as is, and add the section meeting and public participation, second Wednesday, 5:15 online, subject to change in parentheses or something along those lines, right? I guess we could put subject to change in parentheses would be okay. I don't know if anyone disagrees with that. What are your takes? None?
I think that works. I think that works. You know, if I was curious as to if it was going to change, I would go to the website.
Right.
That would be kind of intuitive for me.
So, can I get a second?
Second.
Rick?
Okay, thank you. Ashley Jackson?
Aye.
Eric Howard?
Aye.
Cedric Smith?
Aye.
Jose Romero?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0.
And this is a great job on the flyer, by the way, Eric. So I like
I agree.
Job.
The work you did was really great.
Yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
Section 7, what's new in Tucson, Pima County? I've been buried in work, so I have no updates concerning what's new. At least I'm sure I came across some, but it's totally slipping my mind right now. I personally don't have anything. Does the team have anything? I feel like I'm missing something. No. Okay, so we'll move on. I can't recall right now. All right.
The only thing that has been obviously, you know, the main headline in the news is the Nancy Guthrie story of the kidnapping. And I know that there's been some one title I saw on the Arizona News, AZ Central, is just how the Pima County law sheriff has could be a little more thorough on some of the investigative efforts. And so I know that's Pima County, and you know we're city of Tucson, and there's some federal work, but I don't know if there's anything to share about the city level conversation around that, and I don't know if there's any intersection with HRC, but that's kind of the most, you know, pressing thing, I guess, in our news that's up there, that's local.
Okay.
I would say probably a good assessment, and just so we recall too that our mandate in the bylaws is, though we are a city of Tucson, it does state Tucson metropolitan area, so we should probably be fine with mentioning that, or as in Eric's comments being relevant.
So Eric, I'm sorry. So are we, you suggesting take a look into something, certain action? I'm sorry. I have missed it.
No, I was being general. I wasn't sure if this was applicable or not. I think, you know, there's just, a lot of, news, and, you know, the family has been very concerned with and asking residents, specifically if they've seen anything, or might have any tips for law enforcement, to, you know, that there's a number and there's a process for that. And so I guess just want to elevate that again. If, people do have any, awareness of anything, or, you know, if there's a resource that there are, I guess just generally there are resources out there to go to report tips.
Thank you for sharing.
I'm not sure if this is the appropriate spot in number 7 or if it would be number 10. So if I start sharing and you're like, and y'all feel that it should be in like number 10, where we talk about the commission summary of the events, feel free to interrupt and I will stop and share it later. But I wanted to share that last month I wanted to share that last month number of organizations, along with the Arizona Task Force on Missing and Murdered Indigenous People and the local Southern City of Tucson, Pima County Task Force on Missing and Murdered Indigenous People, held a listening session to hear testimony from people here in Tucson and Pima County around the epidemic that is missing and murdered Indigenous people. Just for context, why it matters and is important. Tucson has the fourth highest rate of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls in the country, and the state of Arizona has the third highest rate of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. And so I share that because there was the listening session. I was there and I attended and heard all the testimony from all the families. And I don't know what would be the appropriate like route. But the city of Tucson, the mayor and council adopted, I believe it was in 2023, but they formed the task force and they passed, I believe like it was a resolution to address the crisis here in Tucson. And I don't believe anything has been communicated out, or there has been, I don't know what has happened within the city to address that epidemic. I do know that many of the people who showed up live within the city of Tucson. Some did come to testify from the reservation, from across Pima County. One of the questions that came up at that during the listening session was that the turquoise alert was created to address the issues of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. And one of the questions that was asked or that was presented was, has the Tucson Police Department taken that training, and are they, do they understand how to issue an alert in case an Indigenous person goes missing within Tucson or Pima County? And so I wondered if that's something that the commission, are like the HRC, could then submit to ask for, like, to see where things are at with those pieces, or to advise or encourage CPD to take the, or the, I'm not sure what I'm trying to say here at the moment, but to ask TPD, Tucson Police Department, if they have, or like how many of their officers, or have they implemented like a training on how to identify what is a turquoise alert and how to issue that. So I think that's one of my questions, or I wonder if like the commission has a, can like ask the city or see where things are with that.
I was going to say it with John Dalton here. it definitely probably falls under the purview of us as a commission to request that. We probably put it on a future agenda item for the next meeting, and we can probably discuss like a letter, if you'd want to draft a letter requesting that information that can be voted on to be approved at the next meeting. And so we can at least request that. You know, whether we get that or hear back is one thing, but we can definitely put some pressure to see if there's an update or something like that.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, John. And thanks, Josue, for bringing that up. Anything else? Section 8, vacancy and advisory positions. We still have some positions open, so if you know someone that would possibly be interested in getting involved, please let them know and have them complete the application and go through, begin the process to get approved and sworn in. Other than that, I don't have anything. Does anyone else have anything?
I'm trying to recall. So we have a spot from the mayor's office, right? The mayor approved. I'm curious, what is the... Go ahead.
The vacancies, we have two for the non-voting advisory members. We do have one for the mayor's office. And we still have one vacancy position for the Tucson, the LGBT, and also the Ward 1 office. So those are three voting member spots that we have available still.
Thanks, Rick. Does anyone have anything else for Section 8?
Did the mayor's appointment, how is that different than a council person? Is it just like kind of generally the city of Tucson?
The some appointments of these commissions, you have what's referred to as a mayor and council appointment, where it goes before them at a mayor and council meeting, and they all approve to say yes or no to that appointment. And then they have what's called a personal appointment. The mayor has one personal appointment, the Ward 1 has one, and all the way through to 6. So the position for the mayor for this commission is a personal appointment. So it's not involving the council, it's just the mayor. So we have a mayor, a Ward 1, and then also the vacancy for the LGBT.
So there's no like specific role that's different than what would be any other appointed role?
No. Okay. With this particular commission, with the HRC, a person is not required to live in the ward that is appointing them. So let's say, for an example, if someone who lives in Ward 6, they can be appointed by the Ward 1 council member, which is, as you know, is Lane Santa Cruz, or even the mayor. But otherwise, those are the vacancies that we have at this time.
John, are you still a non-voting member, or are you a voting member now?
I'm non-voting still. I should probably hit up one of those two. So I will in the coming weeks.
And you've been off the commission a year gone now, which you know has then now made you eligible all over again. So, of course, the torch is going to be yours if you're ready to do so. Sorry about that comment anyway.
Perfect. No, nope, sounds good. I will, I'll make a move on that.
All right. Chairperson, summary of current events. There's a lot going on in the world. I haven't really researched anything, so, I don't know if this is the proper section. I probably could have spoke about this in the discussions only, what's new in Tucson, but I did last night actually have a individual I know kind of run into a situation at the VA to where his wife was admitted. He went to go check in on her. The VA would not let him talk to her. So the security there came and, again, this is his point of view. So I think more to follow. He said five officers kind of tried, you know, he was leaving the facility, but they were very handy and then they ended up getting very aggressive to where they started choking him, kneeing him, things along that line, those lines. And then eventually they were taking him up to Phoenix, and before they went through the gate, I think they got a call from the attorney general telling them to turn around and bring him back here to Tucson and not file charges, but just give him two tickets. One ticket was disorderly conduct. The second one was something, simple aggression or something along those lines, which he strongly disagrees with because he said he did not, you know, throw any punches or anything along those lines to those officers. So he's currently trying to find, get lawyer, some type of representation. And so, just wanted to share that. Again, this is his point of view. I have not done research on it. I do not have all the facts are the VA side, obviously. But, yeah. Well, that's all I got. Section 10, Commissioner's Summary of Current Events.
Kind of just to piggyback off Eric's comments about the Guthrie situation. I think that obviously is some major news happening in the community and probably worth mentioning. And as far as I know, it's still going on. So,
thanks, John. Does anyone have anything else? All right, future agendas. Would you like to add anything onto the future agendas?
Do I need to make a motion or do anything to add the
letter you were talking about?
Yes.
I think we just mentioned it here to place it on to the next agenda and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think keeping the, the TCE resolution letter updates as a, you know, kind of running thing, I'm hopeful we'll have a meeting scheduled at least by then, but I just want to keep that on the agenda.
Do we need to keep the HRC flyer on?
Well, that's a good question. I will make the updates and send it over to Rick and ask him when that's finished to send it out. And Rick, is there any more, I guess, approval on your end that the flyer needs to go through? I don't know where it will be living.
I'm sorry. I apologize. It did seem like that it was approved with the changes. So as you mentioned, when you make your adjustments and send it back in, I'll forward it back out to the commission for any follow-up. And if it's just at that point accepted, then it'll stay there. If there's something that you want to revisit later, like you mentioned, or at least someone mentioned about maybe adding a QR code later down the line, then that can be brought back. But otherwise, at this point, with the changes, it can be just done at this level and it should be fine.
So if I happen to hear back from the city on the QR code and we can add that, then I'll suggest that we put it back on the for reapproval from the commission, or would we need
it? Unless if I'm mistaken, when you guys made the approval for the flyer as it is, was that out of the contingency of also possibly adding the QR code?
That was mentioned, yes, sir.
On that note, then, since you guys already approved it, then when it becomes available, if it does become available, then it'd be fine. You won't have to bring it back again.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. And then for future, in the future, if people want access to that flyer, will they just have to reference the email or ask you for it? Or is there another place on the website that things like this are stored?
I can go ahead and speak with management about having that placed on the website, and then also see about, as you mentioned, having a PDF ready to go with that link built into it that you've created.
Okay, that'd be great. Yeah, if it was somewhere on the HRC page, that would be amazing. But I understand if that can't happen either.
I'll get together with you on that, on the details.
Okay. Anything else before we move on? All right. Section 12, appointment of new chair and vice chair. So before we go on and vote for chair or vice chair, we'll start with the chair. I'm going to ask each individual, if they would like to be in the running for chair. So that way, you don't vote somebody in and then they say no. All right. So, and it's okay if you don't want to. I won't hold it against you. I promise. All right. Josue.
I will say no at this time.
Okay. Eric Howard.
I'm kind of chuckling a little bit, like, give us enough time to think about this.
You had 2 seconds, man.
I know, right?
Yeah.
What is the role of vice chair? I didn't realize we had a vice chair.
So if the chair is unable to attend, then the vice chair will tap in to run the meeting. No pressure.
I prefer, I guess, maybe a vice chair. I'd be open to that.
Okay. Ashley.
I was going to say no. My personally, and this is just my thoughts, my vote or my suggestion was going to be for Eric, because I have observed how he's taken initiative with the TCE resolution and how he's kind of gathered things and moved and made things move and made things shift. So if I was going to put my vote in there for somebody, it was going to be Eric, just in observation of this last year, how he's moved and made things happen. So, but for myself, I think I'm kind of in that position with Eric. That vice chair sounds great, but.
All right. It's tough. I agree with you wholeheartedly, Ashley, about Eric for sure. That would have been my vote. Go ahead.
So I know I can't nominate or anything because I'm non-voting right now, but.
You're advising me, John. Go ahead.
Yes. I would like to request the nomination of Eric for chair. And is it Ashlyn? I'm blocking all of the
Ashley Lynn.
Oh, Ashley Lynn. Ashley, jeez. It's all spelled on one thing. Ashley for vice chair. And, of course, that would have to be done amongst you guys with a formal nomination, but that's what I would propose based on what we've got here.
Yeah. And I agree, John. I'm going to echo what John just said and recommend. I don't know if I can, Rick. Can I do this?
You can. Confirming that, of course, that Eric is going to accept it, which it sounds like he might, but he hasn't said it, though.
Yeah. No pressure, Eric. We're all here to support you. I'm going to recommend Eric as president, Ashley as vice. And hopefully they accept. They are two outstanding and professional individuals dedicated to community service. I appreciate you both, whether you do or not. Doesn't change how I feel about you guys. So, Eric, what say you, sir?
I will accept that nomination.
Right. What say you, ma'am?
I will accept, and Eric, I have your back.
Awesome. So we vote for. Rick, do I move or do? Oh, go ahead, sir.
You made the motion. Now I need a second.
I need a second. Josue, second me.
Second. Sorry, I was like, I had muted it, and I thought it was unmuted.
All right, I have a second.
Okay, perfect. On that note, then, I'll go ahead and read in the vote.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir? You were a little choppy.
I had muted myself. I apologize. I'm going to go ahead and do roll call. So, Ashley?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Cedric?
Aye.
Josue?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0.
Congratulations, sir. Now moving on to Ashley. As vice chair, may I have a second?
Second.
Awesome.
Okay, then I'll do roll call. Ashley?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Cedric?
Aye.
Josue?
Aye.
That motion passes 4-0.
Congratulations, you two. Thank you. And
thank you, Eric. Yeah. And maybe this is, I should have asked this before, but is there a time frame where it expires, or is it ongoing?
I'll look into your bylaws again, which hasn't been revisited in a while. So that's something of interest that you guys might want to look at to see if you think it might be necessary to update it. But first thing first, I'll get it, I'll scan it, and I'll send it out to you for what we have on file at this time. And usually, I don't want to overspeak, but usually it's done like maybe a year at a time. Is that what you remember, John?
That sounds familiar.
Okay. Yeah, let me look just to confirm it, and then I'll send it back to everybody.
But it's and then also, question, I just was wondering, but I know it was there before, but is there still technically a treasure spot, even though it's irrelevant?
It's in the bylaws, and you are correct. There is no monies as there was before back in the day. So, I mean, it's kind of mute to try to...
Right.
Yeah.
No, I was just curious.
You know the history, so yes, sir. Okay.
We'll sway for sure. I'm kidding.
Well, this brings a question for me then, curious. Are we allowed to have money if it's grant, you know, and from the city, or is that even just not even ever possible?
Those are things that we'll bring back on the agenda for discussion, and it'll give me some chances to check to see what the commission might do if they're able for donations for events moving forward.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. If we could do that, put that on the agenda.
I'll definitely put that on for the next meeting, and then it'll give me a chance to start getting some material.
Thank you.
All right. Congratulations, Eric and Ashley.
Congratulations.
Thank you for the nomination. That means a lot.
Yes, thank you.
Well deserved, team. You guys are doing a great job. Appreciate all the support. And I'm sure you guys will do outstanding work. Moving on to Section 13, adjournment. Before I do, does anyone else have anything they would like to bring up? Maybe any go backs? Okay. That being said, thank you all. Adjourn the meeting at 6:11 p.m. on February 11, 2026.